Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Parks and Rec is once again applying for a grant to buy a solo rider golf cart, which would allow handicapped individuals to play at Bell Knob Golf Course. The News Record reports Executive Director of Parks and Rec, Dwayne Dillinger, said a few changes were made to the first grant application, which wasn't approved. The $14,700 grant would not require a match of local funds. Campbell County's average gas price jumped up 20 cents. County 17 reports price tracker Gas Buddy said the national average hike to $3.92 a gallon put the price 22.5 cents higher than a month ago and 67 cents higher than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has risen 18 cents in the last week and stands at $5.04 a gallon. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners is considering using some of the revenue from gambling in the county to help fund some programs and projects. The News Record reports that at their last meeting, the possibility of funding the Campbell County Adult Treatment Courts and Juvenile and Family Drug Court, as well as repairs and maintenance at Camplex, were discussed. The commissioners agreed funding the treatment court programs would be a good use of that money. The board also supported funding projects at Camplex, in particular, the ones to do with horse racing. The oh-so-fun dog park is closed and will stay closed until a plan to deal with a possible parvovirus contamination has been found. County 17 reports the city is trying to get in touch with the Gillette Dog Owners Group, which is responsible for managing the dog park, to move forward with a plan. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.